Yeah, maybe now as we have it on the screen, and as I said on Monday, we didn't really talk about it, I can quickly walk through the changes. So as you mentioned, there are some square brackets. This is not because we are unclear on the informal document. So if we start with the first proposed change, here we had the text saying the number and then in square brackets of this regulation. I think potentially the square bracket should have been removed, or there should have just been written instead of this regulation 168. Anyway, we would just propose to delete the square brackets. Of course, I think it is absolutely clear what is meant if the regulation 168 says the number of this regulation, that this then is the number 168. The second amendment for paragraph 522, again, we see some square brackets after the asterisk, the first asterisk around the 168. So again, of course, the square brackets should not be in the type approval number. Again, I think it's just reminiscent of the time where the number was not known. And additionally, after the second backslash, I think it's called, you have an O2, and the explanation down below is referring to this type approval according to series of amendments O1, which is a level 2 approval. Of course, UNR 168 does not know the level concept, so there should not be any kind of indication of a level 1A, 1B, or 2 in the type approval number of UNR 168. So we propose to remove the second backslash and the O2, and of course, then also these last few words, which is a level 2 approval of that paragraph. Then within Annex 3, the next change that we propose, we have, I think, the examples given for the approval marking, and the, let's say, first paragraph starts again with talking about the type approval number shall be accompanied by an alphanumeric character reflecting the level that the approval is limited to. Again, we don't have the level concept 1A, 1B, or 2. And additionally, I think we have that kind of wording in UNR 83.06, 07 to indicate the different emission steps or emission codes, and also that is not present in UNR 168. So of course, that paragraph is not needed here. Then again, in Annex 3, if we go to the next change, we have one graphic which shows the type approval marking, and I can't exactly remember which unit it was or which units it were that were not visible in the current text. But as you can see, around the E11, we have on the left side a half, on the right side a third, and then again a third, and I think two of the three units were not readable in the current version. I think just a blank space was there, something like that. So that got amended here and carried over from all the other UN regulations. And then lastly, the last proposed change is then the example given here, and at least for all other UN regulation, there is a short explanation on the example that is given, and that is what we added here down below in the bold text. It is basically just written out what is shown above, that the E11 refers to the United Kingdom, 168 to UNR 168, and so on and so forth. So those are the editorial changes and corrections that we had in the informal 15 and which remained in the informal 15 revision 1 to be included in the working document 20